ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। Here is a question. Is there an experience greater than enlightenment? This is the question. The answer to the question is both yes and no. Both. Now it may appear as something contradictory or paradoxical. Either say yes or say no. No answer. Correct answer would be yes and no, both. How is yes? That means yes, there is an experience greater than enlightenment also. Enlightenment is the culmination of the path of effort. The path of yoga. Maharishi Patanjali's Yoga Sutra path. The eightfold path. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyan, Samadhi. Enlightenment in this way is the culmination, the last thing. Through this path of effort. This is the path of effort. And in this way, in a way, the journey gets completed. Enlightenment has happened. What happens? The consequence. What is the consequence of enlightenment? Liberation. Liberation of the individual self from ego or from maya or from darkness. Or from the cycle of birth and life, all that. Liberation of truth, which is always liberated. Yet, for the individual seeker, something like that. All answers towards will be incomplete. These are only indications. In this way, we can say this is the last experience. Not after that, in this way. But then another thing, how I said yes, even after that, yes, it is there. Culmination of the path of effort is the enlightenment. But after all the efforts come to an end and enlightenment has happened, it is not necessary that the liberated soul has merged with the infinity of divine love. And I said, verse would be incomplete, imperfect, but there is no other way out. Except pointing out things through words. Because those who can understand beyond words, without words, for them all this is not required. So, through words, I am trying to say something which cannot be said. One may say, what cannot be said? Why are you speaking? I am speaking because of you. You need it somehow. So, through these imperfect words, which will always remain imperfect, there is some difference, subtle difference of quality between enlightenment or self-realization and experiencing God or having God only in life. Some difference is there. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will get everything. The Lord there has said in one of the verses, आरुरुक्षो मुने योगं कर्म कारणं उच्यते योगारूढस्य तस्यैव समय कारणं उच्यते। दिस इज दि वर्स। आरुरुक्षो मुने योगं, ए पर्सन, ए मुनि, मननशील, ए थिंकिंग पर्सन, ए सीकर who wants to ride in yoga, who wants to become a yogi, who wants to go into yoga, karma karanam uchyate, for him or her, the cause of for becoming a yogi is action, selfless action. It would be through service. It would be through selfless activity, serving the world, that one would achieve that status, that stage, that experience. But when one has got established into that, what after that? Samaya karanam uchyate. After that, peace becomes the cause for experiencing God. Desireless activity becomes the cause for enlightenment. And after enlightenment, peace becomes the cause for having God. Peace. No effort. Effort up to enlightenment. After effort, peace, grace. His grace. And it is through peace inside and His grace that the highest thing, the most valuable in the whole universe is experienced. What is that? Pure love. Love is experienced not through enlightenment, but through having God in life. Though enlightenment is also a part of God in God, God is everywhere in enlightenment also. Subtle difference. Something you will get, some indication. Somebody may say, why shall we get only something? Why can't you give everything? Nobody can give. It will happen to you inside. Only an indication can be made. Some help can be given. So it is through the selfless service. And following the Eightfold Path, it has service in it also. Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayam, Pratyahara, etc. Then the inner evolution happens. Remember, these days many false people are creating again wrong things. They say, come on, and within a month you will have something, the light inside. Don't get deceived. Things don't happen like that. Some experiences happen, so many things happen inside, but generally they are false, they deceive. Nobody can describe anything about a man or a woman who has experienced God. Nobody, it's not possible. But one can ask that you said that one becomes a yogi. Is there some definition or some indication, some symptoms, something through which it can be known that one has become a yogi or not? For the individual, himself or herself, how to know that one has become a yogi. Yes, It is also given in the Bhagavad Gita. There the Lord says, Yadanendriyartheshu nekarmasu anusajyate sarvasankarvasanyasi yogarudastaduchyate. When there is no attachment with any object and with any activity also in the whole world, resolutions inside, decisions or the desire to achieve something, all that does not exist. It has been given up completely. Such a person is known as getting established in yoga. He is a yogi. So far any desire remains, one is not a yogi. Though ordinarily it appears that how can life move without desire? Desire is the motivation for activity. How life will move? The answer is life moves very beautifully when desire comes to an end. Because living and having desire, they are not the same thing. One does not die when one becomes desireless. Something like that. Because somebody has asked nicely, and a good question, therefore I have tried to indicate something. The journey comes to an end when the personality of the individual completely gets finished. No place of ego. The illusion of separateness from infinity, when it is completely gone away, finished. When the lover and the beloved become one completely, as they were always one from the beginning. Something like that. It happens. That is the experience after enlightenment. Always after enlightenment, never before that. Though in some cases, in the cases of some seekers, it is not necessary that the enlightenment of the definition given in certain works happens. Enlightenment happens generally, what is given there in the books, but it is not necessary. Enlightenment is a sort of event. Definitely very valuable, very important. But innumerable are the paths to reach him. Innumerable. Narayana runagar ke rajjav rahane bhave aavo kidhar se aage sthal ek. Rajjav, a great saint. He says, to God as to towns, there are several paths leading. You can reach a town from many directions. You can reach Jaipur from north, south, east, west, from many streets, through many streets. In the same way, you can reach God through many paths, not one. Come from any path. In the end, there is only one. The destination is one. Something like that. So, I have tried to say something on about the question, though it is not going to help very much. It may be appearing here, oh nice, today I have not missed nothing. The pocket will remain almost empty, nothing.